This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations. Just what was it like, you know, actually signing the contract and everything? What was going through your head during that?
I was very, like, blank. Like, I didn't know how to explain it. It just feels surreal, you know? So, I mean, ever since I got the news, it was like, all right, once I finally, you know, put the pen to paper, it'll hit me. And as I've just, you know, continue to walk through the facility and all that stuff, it's insane. You know, it's hard to describe, but obviously it's a dope feeling. And I'm just super, super excited to continue to be a Bill.
Made this the right deal for you, Khalil?
Yeah, I mean, well, Buffalo's a special place. I knew from the moment I stepped, you know, through these doors that I wanted to be here. So obviously, you know, putting the trust in my agents to, you know, work something out. And, you know, it was a few weeks and stuff like that of just fluid communication. And eventually, you know, we felt like things were fair. So, yeah, I'm just super excited.
What was the timeline? Did it start right after the season ended for you guys? Or did you have an idea this was in the works?
Yeah, not too long after. Like I said, I made sure to express to my agents that, you know, I wanted to be a Bill, you know. So, obviously, playing with 17 and you know, there's nothing like, you know, putting that Bills jersey on and going out there. And, you know, Bills Mafia, there's nothing like it. So, I'm just super grateful.
He's not very active on social media, Josh, but he posted about it pretty quickly. Did you talk to him? What was his reaction when you talked to him and signed the deal?
Yeah, he called me like not too long after you know, it was put out there, and obviously he was just super excited, and you know, I'm super thankful for him, and made sure that I just let him know that, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without him and him putting his trust in me, and you know, just our communication with each other. You know, as I mentioned this earlier, just my success so far has been from him, you know, so for him to be able to, you know, trust me and to be out there and play with him, I truly believe, you know, he's the best athlete I've ever been around. So I'm grateful to continue to play with him.
To get this done this early in the offseason, the first member of your draft class to kind of get this extension, like, what is that like to now, like, know this is out of the way, done, and just go along with your offseason?
Yeah, definitely, you know, brings, you know, peace of mind. You know, that now it's just time to go to work, you know. So, obviously, like you said, it got done pretty fast, and I'm just super blessed and just taking it all in. And obviously, you know, it's a big deal. Got, you know, my dad, stepmom, and my wife here, and all of us just taking in the moment together. It's special. It's a special, special moment.
Can you put perspective, I mean, to go from Boise State being a fifth-round pick and now to be here having really achieved something really special in your career?
Yeah, I honestly think a lot of the characteristics and traits that I've, you know, brought along has developed at Boise State. You know, just that blue collar mindset, really, you know, nobody cares, go to work type of thing, you know. So I'm not big on, you know, what's put out there and what's said, you know, fifth round and this and that. It doesn't bug me too much. I could care less what's out there about me. I know myself, and I know the work that was put in to get here, and the work that's going to continue to be put in to get to, you know, retire limits as well. So, yeah, I've never viewed myself as, you know, the fifth rounder or anything like that. You know, obviously I like to hold myself to high expectations and to go get what I think I deserve, you know. So it's always just been go to work.
Given that hard work, is there a sense of maybe validation, perhaps, like the work that you put in?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously, you know, to finally put the pen to paper today, yeah, it's all the roller coaster of emotions that I've felt, you know, since entering the league and even before that. You know, football is a mental game. You know, as long as you can keep your head straight, you'll be all right, you know, but it's easier said than done. So to be able to finally, like I said, put the pen to paper, it's exciting.
Buffalo, there's been a lot of turnover with this team, even just in the short time you've been here. I know we talked about it going into this season, maybe elevating into a leadership role, but with this extension, how do you view yourself now as one of the key guys that they have identified to be one of the faces and leaders of this team?
Yeah, I think to be able to, you know, be a leader and stuff like that, a leader has certain characteristics and things like that. In this past year, obviously was put to that test of stepping into more of a leadership role and being a little bit more vocal and, you know, not just, sit in the corner quiet guy. And I think I've you know, became better at that, and that's going to continue to go. You know, whatever role that, you know, Bean, McDermott and them want me to step into, you know, I will, you know, so obviously just fluid communication with them and understanding, you know, obviously what things are going to look like in the future. But like I said, I think to be able to be a leader, you know, you have to be able to follow first. And that's kind of been my main thing is, you know, follow the guys, you know, Josh and things like that. And, you know, trying to take everything that I can from, you know, Josh, Vaughn and all those type of guys who have been leaders and implement that into my leadership as I continue to grow.
How do you view that direction of the future and the forward movement of this offense with you and Josh and some of the other pieces?
I'm going to say that one more time.
How do you view the future of the offense and the room for growth there still?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all kind of have that just go-to-work mindset. You know, it's more of just always continuing to grow, not only from a mindset standpoint, but obviously physically as well, and going out there and performing. And I think a lot of us have the same characteristics as far as you know, putting in, you know, a whole bunch of work in the off season. Obviously, you know, as we get together for OTAs and, you know, after OTAs, we like to get together and go on a little trip and just throw and stuff like that. Just continue to communicate with each other and kind of how we see the future and how it's going to look like. But, yeah, just constant communication.
When you look back at how this relationship with you and the Bills began and you think back to the draft process and all that, what do you remember about that meeting with them and the phone call that you got on draft?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I like to say I don't really think too much about it anymore because I am where I am, right? But I just remember a lot of tears. I remember crying a lot. Obviously, you know, as the draft went on and my name still hadn't been called yet, so it was a lot of tears. But you know, everything happens for a reason. And I had said before the draft that, you know, the Bills was one of my top teams, and to get that phone call from them and to be where we're at now, like I said before, it's surreal. It's crazy. I truly enjoy being a Bill, thankful for everyone in this organization and thankful to continue to be here.
We talked to Brandon about an hour after y'all agreed to terms last week, and he was saying we're going to count on Khalil even more moving forward. What's that like as a motivating factor to hear that from your GM?
Yeah, it's great. It makes me, you know, want to go to the gym right away, you know, so I've kind of always had that mindset. You know, when I had got the news kind of the night before, you know, it was put out there that morning, I had a 7 a.m. workout. And it just makes you want to work that much harder, you know, that you have an organization behind you that believes in you and wants to lean on you, you know, a bit more. So as I'm doing my work, you know, the signs of tiredness and stuff like that, it was a shutout right away, you know. So, yeah, it's that more motivation just to continue to, you know, reach higher limits.
Having your family here today, I know they've been a part of this whole process. What's it been like just to kind of share with the success, and especially having this new contract and what that means to you and having them be a part of that?
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope. Obviously, my wife has been with me every step of the way for this whole process. And, you know, she's my rock, you know, so with just everything as far as, you know, moving forward and obviously getting the news and stuff like that. So y'all going to make me cry. Y'all haven't missed my damn wife, man. Nah, she's great. I wouldn't be where I'm at without her. Like I said, a roller coaster of emotions. And every time I get to, you know, go home and I'm, you know, struggling, or, you know, I'm like, man, like I'm just, things aren't maybe going the way I want it to. She's right there, you know, so super appreciative of her.
I know you mentioned before when we interviewed you earlier that, you know, with your dad in the military, you moved around a lot, and just knowing that Buffalo is going to be your home for so many years, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, so there was a lot of moving around, and I think obviously that played a big part in how I was able just to adapt to where I'm at, you know. And, you know, no matter where we are, you know, his main message as we were just younger, or one of his main messages was just, you know, just always to continue to work. You know, he instilled that hard work ethic in me, you know, from when I was 7 years old. You know, we were talking about it, you know, earlier with Steve, and, you know, he was my first football coach, you know, so it's dope to share this moment with him and all the work that was put in him. You know, even sometimes he put on his pads in the backyard and we'd run drills with him. So it's a dope moment. You know, it's dope.
Actually, you mentioned being in the gym at 7 a.m. on the day that you sign a life-changing contract. Do you feel like, in terms of your potential as a player, that you've maybe just scratched the surface at this point in your career?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more to accomplish out there. Obviously you have to, you know, set those goals and go get them. You know, I set a certain amount of goals every year. And, you know, all that starts, the work to reach those goals starts now, you know. So, like I said before, we're doing all these trips and stuff for close friends and family and weddings and stuff like that. But in the back of my head, it's like I just want to work, you know. So at some point and every day I make sure I get in a quick workout and just itching to continue to get back to work.
Speaking of this offense having a full season now with Joe Brady and now going into the second year with him as OC, what are you looking forward to with that and working with him again as he kind of peaks in?
Yeah, see, you're going to make me, yeah. Joe's dope, man. Obviously, you know, career kind of took off a bit once Joe took over, so I got a lot of love for him, you know, and the trust that he's had in me. And, you know, I remember when I went from, you know, going in there and kind of knowing I was going to, you know, block to Joe saying, let's get it, you know, it's time to go. And, yeah, like I said, for him to have that trust in me and to continue to communicate with me with my role and how that's going to look, just super appreciative of everything he does.
Not only was the reaction from Josh, but there was a lot of reaction from your teammates as well, all over social media, as well as Bills fans. You know, what does it mean for you to have that kind of support from really everyone?
Yeah, the first text I got actually was from Curtis. It was funny. I'm putting myself on blast here a little bit, but I drive a Subaru, you know, so the guys always make fun of me for what I drive. And Curtis is like, congrats, man. Now you're going to get yourself another car, you know. So it's dope, man. A lot of the guys called me, text me, reached out, and, you know, their support means everything, you know, when we're out there. And every time I make a play, it's for them. You know, I truly want to make the best play that I can every time we're out there, whether it's running, run blocking, or, you know, getting the ball, make a play for those guys, you know. So I appreciate them.
What year is the card?
2021.
So,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's, you had it in Boise State?
No, I got it when I first got up here. Yeah, like not too long I got up here.
We were talking. I asked him, does he still drive a Subaru?
For real?
He was like, I think he does.
Yeah, so it's already out there.
Are you going to splurge on something?
I don't really splurge much. That's not really what I like to do. But, yeah, I probably will get a new car, but it's not going to be anything crazy. Yeah, it might be, right?
So you bought it used while you were.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get, like, the world's fanciest doghouse.
I know. That's probably where all this money's going to go, to the dogs. You know, it's my babies, you know. So.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't cherish that knowing. I mean, having an older car, but you have to cherish that, like, knowing that it's part of your blue-collar mentality, mm-hmm. the lunch pail deal. I mean, maybe you don't want to get rid of it, but how do you change that, knowing that was here when you got here?
Yeah, I know it's tough. I actually don't think I want to get rid of it. Maybe just drive something else in here every now and then just so Curtis sees and he doesn't make any more jokes, you know? But, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I feel some sort of way towards it. You know, it's got the tinted windows, just a normal white Subaru with tinted windows, and I think it looks pretty crazy, but I love it, so we'll see.